4DJW Mobile.
4OLK listening.
KO4 something something K. What's the suffix?
Kilo Oscar 4, Oscar Lima Kilo.
Oscar Lima Kilo. Handle Dave here, in Greer, in the snow. It's pretty. Where you at?
Halfway between Landrum and Wade Hampton, up 14, and it's snowing up here, 29 degrees, and it is true, absolutely beautiful.
Where are you headed toward Landrum?
I'm off of 29, headed towards Landrum on Highway 14. I am in my RV about halfway up between the two places.
Camping?
I tried to retire and go mobile retirement, and then COVID and prostate cancer and a few other things happened. Ended up on about 2.5 acres of land, still living in the RV and enjoying the life.
Cancer thing. Hopefully you got that cleared up now.
It was undetectable.
Well, that's good. So you're rebuilding those plans?
Now that's the idea, but when everything went up about 400%, that kind of makes it difficult.
2x4s and Lowe's the other day. I think the last time I bought 2x4s was about 20 years ago, and they were outrageous. They were like $2.50 a 2x4. That was outrageous back then. And then right after COVID, I went to get some 2x4s. They were $10 a stick for a 4-foot by 8-foot 2x4. I mean, for an 8-foot long 2x4, they were like close to $10, if not over. I went 2 days ago and got half a dozen of them, or a little bit more than that, maybe 8 of them, for $3.85 a piece. I was super relieved.
While during COVID, everything got stupid expensive, and lumber has come back down some, but if you want some sticker shock, go try pricing some PVC pipe.
$4 a stick, I just postponed my project. I wasn't going to do that just on principle.
Actually, the same thing. I hear you loud and clear.
We come back down again. And like 20 years ago, I think I paid $2.50 a piece. So from $2.50 to $3.85 in a 20-year period, that's my wages went up about 100 times that much.
I'd say that my wages kept up with inflation. They hadn't done. I've lost about 20 to 30% of my purchasing power over the last probably about 8 years.
8 years they have taken a dip, but prior to that, they were doing really good. They were, our wages going up faster than inflation, but it might come back down. We'll have to hold our breath and see, huh?
Can't ever retire again. I'm counting on that one.
Where I decided instead of letting them manage my pension, I would manage it myself. So I said, no, you're not going to manage it and pay it to me. Measly $800 a month or something like that. I said, no, I'm going to do that. So I took the cash payout, put it in stocks, and it quadrupled itself. So I'm really glad I did that. It was a scary move, but it was well worth it.
Somebody had success with that thing because it scares the living daylights out of me, and I didn't do so well.
Afraid of happening, so that's why I took a chance on it. But my whole career was in technology, so I pretty much, and I used the technology that was booming, that was doing good, and I knew where they wanted to go, and I knew what it was going to take to get there. I didn't have any insider trading or anything like that, but it's just a whole bunch of deductive reasoning.
That's the name of the game, but I've never understood the terms they use and what a bull and bear and all these terms are just mud to me.
When I first started, about 15 or 20 years ago is when I first started, I figured in my 40s, late 40s, I think I decided it's going to happen one day. I might as well get a little bit of a, I should have started 20 years before that, but I waited a little late to start. So, and I started with like $100. I can lose $100. That's okay. I'll survive it. And I did lose $100, but I learned something from that. That was what I paid for the education to learn how to do the $200 and make $2 off of the $200. So slow and steady wins the course. Not the jackrabbit, it's the turtle.
True of most things in life, I went to a casino one time, came out about 1.5 times of what I went in with, but everybody else with me lost everything.
The casino is designed to function. I remember when my wife and I went on our first cruise ship, she wanted to go into the casino on the cruise ship. I said, sure, let's go ahead. She took $40 and ran it through the slot machines and came out empty-handed. So we were standing out on the deck of the boat, of the ship, and I took two 20s out of my wallet and I tore them up and I threw them in the ocean. And she said, what did you do that for? I said, how is that any different than what you did?
Sleep in the same bed that night?
We did. She was kind of grumpy, had her bottom lips poked out, you know, pouty. But she never really wanted to go gamble anymore after that. She never requested it. I never said no, but that's all she needed to do to, I was going to throw away everything that she lost. That kind of took the fun out of it.
I wouldn't have had the nerve to even try that.
I felt kind of guilty later for doing that. I really probably shouldn't have done that. But basically, that's what it is. They're rigged to win. You might win a little bit, but in the end, they're going to win big. But the stock market's not quite the same way. It's like a school of fish with a bunch of sharks swimming around. You just got to keep your eyes peeled for the sharks.
In description, I'm a Navy nuke electronics technician. And I got recruited by a fella who wanted me to become a stockbroker, took me into a place where stockbrokers were working, sitting in front of their computer screens on the phone and everything else. And I took one look at that and decided that ain't the life for me.
A company that bought a brokerage company back in the 2008 crisis, 2006, 7, and 8 crisis. And the result of that was I had to work with a bunch of those brokerage guys. I didn't learn anything about how I learned the terminology. I didn't learn the technology, but that gave me enough of a comfort zone to where I said, well, I'm going to try this. And at first I lost, but then small bites sooner and sooner, a little more after more, I started gaining a little bit on it. And then it turned into kind of fun. It wasn't fun when you were losing, but it's kind of fun when you start doing it the right way and getting positive results. Anyway, I'm about to back in my favorite parking spot and go have a late lunch with my wife. Anyway, good talking to you. Be safe out there. W4DJW.
Before you go, can you give me a quick report on road conditions? Is the slick out there or the road still good?
I drove from Lake Robinson to Highway 14 in Wade Hampton, which is where the subway is, and I did the speed limit the whole way. You can see where trees are. You can see, sorry about that. That's one of those spam callers. Got to send them to the bit bucket. You could see where trees are next to the road where it was getting icy, and then where there were no trees, you could see that it was just black water. So I drove the speed limit the whole way and didn't have any problem. So it hasn't started icing yet. But I'm thinking because of what's happening where the trees are, it's not going to be long before it does. The temperature drop a few more degrees and it'll start freezing.
I agree with that. I'm 29 degrees here and, yeah, I think you're right. I appreciate the report. Have a great day.
Okay, nice talking to you. Hope to talk to you many times more in the future. Be safe. Stay warm. W4DJW clear.
Or OLK, clear.